Hi, my name is Mario Franco, and this is episode 389 of EdTech Alpha Minute. This episode is dedicated to human agency, education, and AI. We continue in this episode to look at the UNESCO AI Competency Framework for Teachers, in particular related to the competency human agency, which is part of the first aspect, one of the five, human-centered mindset, and to the first level of progression, which is acquire. The other two are deepen and create. We will go to study that in follow-up episodes and other resources. And we go to look in this particular episode to the one learning objective inscribed in the framework. This learning objective is explained in the framework, which is critically reflect on the benefits, limitations, and risks of specific AI tools in their local educational settings and the subject areas and grade levels they teach. The first example we want to implement this learning objective is what is written in the framework. Write an essay to present your views on the benefits, limitations, and risks of using facial recognition. This is the first example presented in the framework to implement this idea of critically reflect on benefits, limitations, and risks of specific AI tools. Another example which complements this one is write an essay about the autocorrect function of generative AI. And these two examples are the examples included in the framework and suggestions, because they also say, okay, you give these examples and also say, okay, or any other AI tool. This is what is written there. But we have here also some other examples we create ourselves. Now we go to present a number of other examples. We select from an interaction with the AI tool, in the case ChatGPT, and we go to look at it in detail. The first example is related to automated essay scoring. The example is related to develop a case study on AI-based grading systems, critical access how these tools can offer timely feedback and reduce teacher workload, while also considering risks such as bias in evaluation, loss of qualitative feedback, and potential devaluation of teacher expertise. This example will be a little bit more complex to implement, but only the discussion on this topic is already a good example how to make a critical analysis of the benefits, limitations, and risks. And we will follow with other examples, but here it's only suggestions which can be maybe adapted to each situation, each grade, and each context. The second example is related to adaptive learning platforms. The example say, design a reflective journal assignment where teachers analyze the implementation of AI-powered adaptive learning systems in their classrooms. Explore the benefits in personalized learning experiences alongside risks like reduced student autonomy or the digital divide among learners. This is the second example. We go to give two more. And we suggest among peers or with the students, based on these examples or beyond that, to create more activities to implement this first learning objective. This is the best way to discuss and focus on this kind of topics to develop a culture of critical reflection on benefits, limitations, and risks of AI tools. The third example is related to chatbots in educational services. Organize a debate or panel discussion on the use of chatbots as virtual teaching assistants. Ask participants to reflect on how these tools might improve access to information and support outside class time, but also whether they might undermine the teacher-student relationship or create dependence on technology. This is another good activity to reflect on the risks, limitations, and benefits of AI platforms. And we move to the next one, which is the last one of this podcast. The last example is related to surveillance and classroom monitoring. Write a reflective essay on the implications of using AI-enhanced classroom management tools such as video and analytics or behavior tracking systems. Consider how these systems might improve safety and efficiency while widening concerns about student privacy, autonomy, and the overall classroom climate. And with this, we conclude a presentation of the different examples of activities to implement the learning objective. Number one, critical reflect on the benefits, limitations, and risks of specific AI tools in their local educational settings and the subject areas and grade levels they teach. You can see here a lot of examples and a lot of material to discuss all the possibilities of this learning objective, but of course there are many other examples you can develop, either with AI support or among teachers, with students, and with your experience. But also we are adding new resources. We create a specific web page only for this competency, human agency, and we go to explain all aspects in the framework about this, but also beyond that, we go to add articles and videos and other resources. You can come access them, they are free to meet the objectives of this work, how to develop a human mindset, a human agency in the implementation of AI solutions in education. Thanks for listening, and I hope to see you in our next episodes.